cleanup at the Red Devil mine site is getting special attention from the state's administration. Attorney General Mike Garrity, under the direction of the governor, is requesting that the old Mercury mine site be put on the national priorities list. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning Barnes has more.
The Red Devil mine opened in 1933 and over nearly four decades extracted over 2.5 million pounds of mercury. The mine is located on a small tributary of the Middle Kuskokwim near the village of Red Devil. In a letter to the Environmental Protection Agency, Garrity wrote that the BLM, quote, has been unwilling to consider state comments and recommendations. He further wrote that the BLM has not fulfilled its responsibility to properly assess and mitigate impacts from the mine site. Garrity stated that putting the mine on the national priorities list will provide consistent funding and will ensure that the state's concerns are factored into cleanup efforts.
BLM has had some mixed cleanups through time, never really done a complete investigation.
Jennifer Roberts is the Federal Facilities Program Manager for the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation. She says the state's concerns go back nearly 10 years. In 2006, the state asked for a two-party agreement so they could be more involved in the process, which they found to be unsatisfactory. But BLM denied it, according to Roberts.
Apparently, there are some internal issues between BLM, Department of Interior, and EPA at the headquarters level that, for lack of better terminology, they seem to have some policy differences.
She says those differences have delayed the cleanup project. According to Roberts, BLM did a partial removal of contaminated soil and built a waste disposal area at the mine site, but the state did not agree with how it was done and where it was placed.
What we were concerned about was that they didn't go far enough.
Roberts says there is still mercury in the subsurface soil.
And we have no idea really how those will move through and where those might end up. And our concern, of course, is always if it would get into the Red Devil Creek or into the Kuskokwim River.
Fish in the creek are contaminated. Those findings came out this spring when BLM started meetings with villages along the river to discuss their sampling projects, which found that mercury and arsenic are being released into the creek. BLM has also found contamination in sediment in the Kuskokwim near the mouth of the creek. The state has issued a warning to residents not to collect subsistence foods near the old mine site. This warning followed a more general one for pregnant women and young children along the river who are cautioned against eating a lot of larger-sized pike and lush fish, predators that can accumulate mercury over many years. The Kuskokwim watershed is within a highly mineralized area known as the Mercury Belt and has naturally occurring mercury and arsenic. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.